I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Obama plans to deliver a major speech on the Middle East tomorrow. The speech will partly be a response to the extraordinary events of the past few months in the region. Popular uprisings in various Arab countries have toppled some longtime rulers and led others to crack down hard on the protesters. The last time Obama made a major address on the Middle East, he delivered it from Cairo, and Egypt will figure prominently in tomorrow's speech, according to U.S. officials. Its successful revolution has inspired protesters from Libya to Bahrain to Syria, but there are problems in the new Egypt, too. There have been deadly clashes between Muslims and Christians, and earlier this week there were clashes between Egyptian security forces and protesters outside the Israeli embassy in Cairo. The clashes highlighted tensions within Egypt about relations with Israel. Journalist, blogger, and activist Gigi Ibrahim was at those protests and was in Tahrir Square today. She says the turmoil at home is more on the minds of Egyptians than anything President Obama might say tomorrow.
Honestly, I think it's regardless of what President Obama will say is irrelevant to the Egyptian future and building democracy from the bottom up. I think we are so hung up on what's happening right now in Egypt. There is about 160 peaceful protesters that got arrested and now detained by the Egyptian army and facing military trial tomorrow morning. So I'm more concerned about them. And the fact that I was there getting shot at with tear gas, with live ammo, saw people next to me drop from live ammunition through their heads. I mean, this is shot by the Egyptian army. So it's definitely the situation in Egypt is making me worry about this transitional period and the army's actions towards civilians. And, you know, we're building political parties. We have parliamentary elections coming up. So the revolution is just starting for us. And we're more concerned, especially myself, like I'm more concerned about that than what President Obama would say.
Are you saying the U.S. doesn't even have a role in Mideast policy right now?
The U.S. role has not positively affecting the area, but negatively in the sense of it has backed up these dictators, and now the people are rising to take ownership of their statehood and of their future and building democracy from the bottom up.
You know, we hear all these reports about rising crime in Egypt and escalating tensions between Muslims and cops. Aren't the fears of escalating chaos in Egypt legitimate?
The chaos has been there since the regime. And the sectarian issue didn't just originate post the revolution. This is a sensitive issue that now counter-revolution is playing on. Some say who were involved could have been initiated by Islamist fanatics that are not representative even of the Muslim Brotherhood. These are radical groups that are fanatic, and the thugs have played on in it too. And these people who have been arrested are facing you know, civilian normal courts while activists protesting peacefully, and whether it be in Tahrir Square, the Israeli embassy, or different squares, are getting sentenced in military courts. So really, there's the people who started this revolution, who believe in this revolution, are focusing on fighting that and exposing the army's action against the civilians and the people of the revolution, because it contradicts everything that they say about how they are the, you know, the guarantee of the revolution and who are going to oversee and protect it and so on, when in fact they're doing the exact same opposite.
Egyptian journalist, blogger, and social activist Gigi Ibrahim, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.